This is Radio Nepal MT Kaprasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party senior leader Balendra Shaha appointed Nepal's Prime Minister. Newly appointed Prime Minister directs agencies to work in favour of people. 15 member of Council of Ministers formed under leadership of Prime Minister Shaha. First cabinet meeting decides to implement recommendations of Inquiry Commission report on Genji movement. And Israel targets Iran missile site as oil prices climb after Trump poses energy strikes. Now the news in detail. Newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shaha has assumed his office today after taking the oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Podyal. With the assumption of office in Singha Darbar today, Prime Minister Shaha directed the ministers and secretaries to work in favour of people. Earlier, at a special programme organised at the office of the President today, President Podyal administered oath to the newly appointed Prime Minister Shaha. President Podyal had appointed Shaha to the post of Prime Minister of Nepal this morning. For the first time in the country, the Prime Minister's swearing-in ceremony was conducted reflecting the Vedic Sanatan tradition. During the ceremony, along with the blowing of seven cones, shells, 108 batuks, recited mantras for the well-being and peace, and 108 Buddhist monks led auspicious readings. On Thursday, RSP senior leader Shaha was unanimously elected as the leader of the parliamentary party. The newly appointed Prime Minister Shaha was elected from Jhapa constituency number 5 in the House of Representatives elections held on March 5th. He defeated chairperson of the CP and UML, KP Sharma Oli, by a large margin of votes. Meanwhile, a 15-member Council of Ministers has been formed under the leadership of newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shaha. President Ramchandra Podyal administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers at a special ceremony held at the President's office in Sital Nivas in the presence of newly appointed Prime Minister Shaha. On the occasion, Dr. Swarnim Wagle took oath as the Minister for Finance, Sudan Gurung as Minister for Home Affairs, Sisir Khanal as Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sunil Lamsal as Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Biraj Bhaktashrestha as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Khadgaraj Podyal as Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and Sushmit Pokhrel as Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Sports. Similarly, Nisha Mehta took oath as the Minister for Health and Population and Water Supply, Dr. Bikram Timalsina as Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Pratibha Rawal as Minister for General Administration and Land Management and Poverty Alleviation, and Sobhita Gautam as Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Similarly, Geeta Chaudhary took oath as Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development and Forest and Environment, Deepak Shaha as Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, and Sita Badi as Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Prime Minister Balendra Shaha has kept the portfolio of the Ministry of Defence and Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to himself for now. All the ministers, after taking the oath, assumed their office today itself. The first cabinet meeting of the newly formed government has decided to immediately implement the report of the High-Level Commission on Investigation into the incidents relating to September 8th and 9th Genji movement in 2025. It is the first decision of the cabinet meeting today, chaired by Prime Minister Balendra Shaha. The government also assigned Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Youth and Sports Sushmit Pokhrel as government spokesperson. Following the meeting, spokesperson Pokhrel said that among the recommendations made by the Gauri Bahadur Karkilate Inquiry Commission for actions against security officials, a study committee would be formed. However, he added that in case of others, the recommendation would be implemented immediately. The commission had recommended actions to many officials, including then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, then Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, then Inspector General of Nepal Police Chandra Kubir Khapong. Earlier, the erstwhile government led by Susila Kharki had decided to make public the inquiry report by placing it in the library archive of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The cabinet meeting today also paid tributes to those losing lives in various movements, including the Gen Z movement, spokesperson Pokhrel said, adding that it endorsed the governance reform plan. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated newly elected Prime Minister Balendra Shah today. The Indian Prime Minister took to social media and extended congratulations to the Prime Minister. Modi further expressed his readiness to work together with Prime Minister Shah for advancing Nepal-India relations to new heights. Similarly, United States of America has congratulated the newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah today. Taking to a social media Facebook today, the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu congratulated Prime Minister Shah and expressed willingness to work with Nepal to advance mutual prosperity and regional stability. Likewise, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has congratulated the newly elected Prime Minister of Nepal. Taking to social media X on Friday, Pakistani Prime Minister congratulated Prime Minister Shah on assuming the post with a landslide victory. The newly appointed Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has instructed to simplify service delivery and adopt a zero-tolerance policy towards corruption. Assuming office at the Minister of Home Affairs today, he directed the staff and declared that strict action would be taken against corrupt individuals. Home Minister Gurung also mentioned that he came to lead the ministry to work effectively for the people and instructed the ministry officials to arrange for quick service delivery through a single window system. Similarly, newly appointed Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle assumed office today. Taking charge of his responsibility, he expressed the commitment of implementing important suggestions of the High-Level Economic Reform Recommendation Commission. Finance Minister Wagle also decided to dissolve Department of Revenue Investigation as well as forwarding a process immediately to scrap 15 different acts or for their amendment. Likewise, newly appointed Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Vikram Timmalsinna, has assumed office at the ministry in Singhadarbar today. Addressing the employees and the heads and representatives of line bodies, after assuming the office, Minister Timmalsinna shared that fulfilling the responsibility rather than attaining position is his top priority. He also urged the employees to work with a sense of teamwork, using their honesty and capability. Similarly, newly appointed Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Subita Gautam, reached the minister in Singhadarbar and assumed office. She also pledged to focus on reforming laws that require reforms. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pari, chinta ki na garne.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali Congress has congratulated newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah and members of the Council of Ministers. The party also extended best wishes for their successful tenure. Likewise, CPNUML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has congratulated newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah and his newly formed cabinet. A chopper of Mustang Air with the call sign 9ANANO which lost contact with the air traffic control from the Lapsa area of Dholaka district this afternoon was found to be safe. According to the managing director of Mustang Air, Rohan Lamichani, the chopper with five persons on board, including Captain Suraj Thapa, was found safe. It is said that the helicopter made a safe landing in the Lapsa area, the southeast of Langtang National Park. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel says it has targeted a major missile and a sea mining production facility in central Iran, according to the BBC. Brent crude rises above $110 a barrel again, a day after Donald Trump said he would postpone plans to start destroying Iranian energy plants by another 10 days. That's despite Trump's statement on Thursday that talks with Iran were going very well. Iran, however, has not publicly reacted to Trump's decision, but Tehran earlier said it was waiting for Washington to respond to its conditions for a ceasefire. A cabinet meeting special envoy Steve Witkoff confirmed the U.S. had sent Iran a 15-point peace plan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be mostly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail in the Terai region of Sudhir Pashchim province. Similarly, there is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder, lightning, gusty winds and hail at some places in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party senior leader Balendra Shah appointed Nepal's prime minister. Newly appointed prime minister directs agencies to work in favour of people. 15-member Council of Ministers formed under leadership of Prime Minister Shah. First cabinet meeting decides to implement recommendations of Inquiry Commission report on Janji movement. And Israel targets Iran missile site as oil prices climb after Trump poses energy strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.